back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's political commentary.
Hi, Bryce.
Hello, Bryce.
There you are. You had a little bit of a pause there just to keep us on our toes. Lovely. How are you? Sorry about that. I'm not sure what happened there. It was maybe our hand-reared telephone system.
Yes, it sounds like BFM needs a bit more investment.
Well, what about just a donation from someone in the industry? You know,
yes,
just a really shit hot phone system, modern as, cutting edge, right at the forefront.
Claire Curran's the person you need to talk to, Minister of Broadcasting.
Minister of Broadcasting.
Have a coffee with you.
I'll just bump into her, shall I?
Yes.
Do you think I should tell the boss or not?
No. It's not how things are done in New Zealand. Just arrange a coffee meeting, and what's the equivalent of Astoria in Auckland? Where people sort of, you know, meet and greet. And,
well, we don't have that central hub that you've got there. You see,
no.
With the I mean, you know, this we're a very we spread out a lot on this isthmus. Hey, Bryce, surely it's time to find out what the deal is with this meeting, because we've got Simon Bridges going, oh, she definitely shouldn't have done that. Oh, heads are going to roll, and that's all he's got. He's the leader of the opposition, so you know.
Well, That's his job, to ask these questions, and Melissa Lee's doing a good job from National asking some hard questions, but I think we might find out this morning. This morning is...
What do you reckon? Let's have a few guesses, a few hypotheticals.
I think we've got Richard Griffin, who's going to come along to the Select Committee meeting, and he's probably going to say his version of... give his version of what happened. And one hypothetical is that this was all quite... secretly arranged by Claire Curran, and that she wanted to bypass RNZ's managers and try and make some big changes at RNZ, try and get them setting up a new TV channel.
Get a sympathetic person on the inside?
Yep, and talking to Carol Hirschfeld, trying to get her on side and trying to bypass those managers, and just maybe discussing a bit of how the new RNZ would operate, maybe how they discuss politics, how they cover politics.
So what's wrong with that though, Bryce? Why is it considered a bad thing?
You know, whenever the state's operating radio stations, they need to be very careful that they're not leaning on that broadcaster to give them favourable coverage. Current Labor and the government needs to be very straight. Needs to be very. And when you're discussing millions of dollars, and we are talking many millions of dollars here, you've got
a significant increase to what they usually get too.
Yeah, they can already get hundreds of millions, and now they're going to get another $38 million. And we live in a society where we want that sort of money to be properly handed over and not just given to our mates. With favours being in return,
we pay her boss, Carol Hirschfeld's boss, in this case Richard Griffin, is it?
Yeah, that's right.
We pay them a lot. The taxpayer pays them a lot of money. Not to sit there and just be ignorant of what's going on.
That's right. But we have procedures for how these things happen, and we're supposed to have meetings that are on the record that we can have some transparency about. We find out what they've discussed. Whereas this looked like an attempt to bypass all of that, do some dodgy deals behind the scenes over a coffee, and
things are going to go crazy.
I think it is actually, and so Richard Griffin's going to give his side of the story today at the Select Committee hearing this morning in Parliament, and he's probably got quite a different story to Claire Curran, and if that story is too different, she may need to resign. So.
Is she a good Minister of Broadcasting? Did things look good? Did she have things on track? It's still so early on, but
yeah, it's too early to say, really. And my guess that she won't be Minister of Broadcasting for too much longer. she's got a good intention. She wants to do good in terms of public broadcasting. Go back in time a bit to the good old days of. TVNZ.
The wireless.
Yes, exactly. So
wouldn't that just be a bummer though? You've spent all these years in opposition, and then you're finally getting the job, and then you blow it by doing something silly like that.
Well, this is what happens with a lot of politicians, because they get overconfident, or should we say arrogant, and suddenly they forget about the ways you're supposed to do things, and they just jump in there, all guns going. and make big mistakes. So, yeah.
And there's and you've got to be accountable for it, don't you? There's got to be a
well, that's
a result.
Not only is she the Minister of Broadcasting, she's the Minister for Open Government. So she's the one that's supposed to be opening up government, making it more transparent, making it more accountable, and she seems to be the worst offender at the moment. So, yeah, it's not looking good for her at all, I'd say.
Part of me goes. Part of me wonders why this is. It's the, you know, when there's a child getting killed by a family member every 5.5 weeks in New Zealand. I kind of. Part of me wonders why this is such a big deal. But I guess it's where the money's all going, isn't it? It's, you know, it's, money's been allocated there, and it's money's. There's the just, you know, big changes are still potentially going to go. Are going to happen at Radio New Zealand, and maybe start their own TV channel. Stupid idea, but no good, you know. And,
big deal.
Yeah, and so I guess we do have to worry about it, don't we? We do have to make a headline.
And we don't want a corrupt country where, you know, ministers can just do what they want and they can get their mates in when they make decisions and it's all too cosy. So I think we should be vigilant about these coffee meetings, even though they sound a bit benign. You know, let's do things the proper way.
There's, it's given some good grist for the mill for the opposition, for the National Party to really hack into the new government. And also, and you know, the thing I was talking to Jacinda about yesterday was this kind of tiresome thing. Are they really going to run the, oh, there's no leadership. Oh, they've lost their way. Oh, it's a pretty desperate card to play, that one. But I mean, I guess you know, they've got a reason to with Claire Curran, but they might need to shut up a wee bit about the health, about the DHBs.
Who? The opposition?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, because they are looking pretty bad, National, at the moment, in terms of how they ran health.
You know what? If you soil the sheets, you wash the sheets.
Exactly.
You know?
So,
goodness, don't just walk out of the house leaving them like that. Yuck!
Yep. So, Middlemore Hospital, yep, it's looking pretty run down under National, and so it seems that the Labour government have kind of had to inherit this mess of all these rotting buildings. Asbestos, leaky buildings, sewage pipes leaking into walls and hospitals.
Yeah.
And it seems that this hospital's been underfunded and that the hospital managers haven't wanted to ask for more money because they've been scared of the government saying, bad boys, you should have, you know, you shouldn't be so loose with your money, spending it on fixing, sewage pipes.
Yeah, it all comes home as a roost, though, doesn't it? Hey, Bryce, anything else that's really piquing your interest at the moment? The trade war thing? Is the trade war thing an issue for us? The China-US trade war?
Oh, look.
Is trade war just a stupid, just a media term for it anyway, which we need to avoid?
Yeah, I mean, it is going to affect New Zealand, and it will be crazy if we suddenly start having to put up, tariffs in New Zealand on American things.
Are we already going to have to pay this extra petrol tax?
Yes. Well, there is the petrol tax. Yep, I think it is quite a big issue for a lot of people because they're going to be paying a lot more for petrol. And, it is a new tax that this government's putting in.
Yeah, which they said they wouldn't do.
I think most people will give them a free pass because they think, quite rightly, that transport really does need to be sorted out. It is a mess, especially in Auckland.
You can't sit there in your car and just go, oh, this is terrible, and expect that, unless you've got a better idea than that, then
that's right.
Sing out, you know. But interesting, I just think the media just jumped on it yesterday like it was a bloody like it was a circus. It was amazing. Yeah, oh, petrol tax. Here, we've interviewed somebody who lives just outside of the CBD, but then a wee bit more on the fringe of the town. That's going to go. They hate it. They're upset about it. They're not going to vote again. You know, that sort of thing. It was full on. It was full on. I didn't like it. It was boring.
Taxes are always controversial.
I hate tax. Yeah.
Or excises, as the Prime Minister's calling it. She says, not a tax, it's an excise.
I'm happy to pay tax as long as I can see something come from it.
Yeah, and that's right. I mean, we do want to see some big changes in transport. I think everyone's on board with that. It's just who pays for it. And I guess I do have one, sympathy, I guess, for lots of low-paid people in South Auckland. who are going to struggle to pay more for their petrol. And it's because it's not
and their rent and the cost of even a parking ticket and the cost of getting the Warren and Rego for the car and again the cost of gas and food and then rent again and then mouldy buildings and dickhead landlords.
So it's going to push the cost up for them, and they're not immediately seeing a better transport system. So I don't know. It's
beautiful country. Wouldn't want to live anywhere else, Bryce.
Yep, cool, pretty good.
Hey, thanks very much. Sorry we had a little issue with the phone before, but thanks very much for talking to us, Bryce Edwards.
Cheers, Mikey.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.